Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your hosts, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show.
What's poppin', everybody?
We're back.
Yeah.
Hello.
My spirit animal is back with me. Yes. Love her. How you doing, Mom?
We're good. You know, trying to keep safe out here and living the dream.
Seems like a nightmare, lady. Well, it's crazy out here in these streets, y'all.
It really
has. I hope everybody's staying safe and doing good.
Don't do no stupid shit. Huh?
How's it riding over by you? I know for a minute it was getting kind of ugly.
It was getting real ugly. Yesterday we did have a silent protest, and a couple hundred people laid in the street, which I think is weird as hell, but I mean, do you? people are now starting to shoot off like firecrackers, so we're playing the yearly favorite game of mine, gunshots or fireworks. So that's about it. I think it's starting to hopefully die down, because I think over here we had paid protesters instead of the ratchet people of Rochester. So I think it is dying down, hopefully.
Thank God. I was really worried because, I mean, you were telling me that one night it was bad. I was like, oh, man,
horrible.
They better not mess with my daughter. Like, for real, I will go loco on them.
The
I will go
stores
crazy.
Around us, all the stores around us are boarded up. They even got Subway. it's a mess. They jacked the Subway. You had paid people come in and do what they did. And then that kind of intrigued, kind of like the monkey see, monkey do with, like, a child. It kind of intrigued the ratchet people that reside here to, oh, I see people looting, stealing, burning things. I'm going to chime in. And everything around us is, like, just fucked. They were like shooting off in the streets, but other than that, we are safe. We do have an escape plan. We have places to go if it does get bad. We recently purchased a couple new protection toys, so we're good on that aspect as well. So, riding it out. But I've never wanted to get out of the city more in my life.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they were just a couple minutes away. That's where our riots were up here in Denver and right downtown at the Civic Center Park. I mean, you literally go up like six blocks from our crib and that's where it is.
Yeah.
Saw the cops. They were all, you know, they were using the King Supers across the street as like their staging point. Like, they were getting like their guns ready and put on the right. And I was like, man, this is crazy. And going downtown,
yep.
And all of the businesses, like, boarded up, and, I mean.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's super sad, man. I mean, I don't know. I've been online and on SL more this week than ever, just because, to me, it's like, stay home because of the COVID. Stay home, stay safe. But then, I don't know, on SL, it seems like people are kind of being cooler because like, just talking with some folks and stuff, and they're protesting on SLS. I've been to, like, protests and parties and things where people have, you know, communicated their feelings about things, and it was in a, you know, kosher way. I mean, even like the shirts and the clothes and things that they have going on, like, are like dirt cheap, either like free or like a linen or two. Like, people are, I don't know, SL, it seems like people are able to communicate their feelings without, you know, people are able to communicate their feelings without going local, you know? And that's one thing
I mean, honestly,
about,
I wanted to stay away from SL. And it's like, I don't even know why, but it's just this, the last week has just really affected me. And I didn't want to be online. I didn't want to be on SL. But it was nice to see people kind of coming together and, like, creating the t-shirts or doing the rallies. And it's also really nice to see that in real life too. Literally the day after everything was destroyed, hundreds of people got together and cleaned up the city, and people are setting up, like, GoFundMes, and if they're creators in real life, they're donating proceeds. And I just think that's really awesome to see that, you know, not everyone is a piece of trash, you know?
Right, right. That's one of the things that I really love to, like, I mean, I think we can speak our mind, and we can, you know, speak peace without getting ignorant.
Right.
We don't have to get ignorant to speak our peace. I'm a strong proponent that what happened was wrong. I hate it. I hate seeing what happened, you know. But I will say that, you know, I think that there's just a lot better way of going about it than
absolutely
being crazy.
And I almost see, like, now there's, like, kind of a spotlight shined on. It's not even really, like, black against white. It's really everybody against police brutality. I think there's been, like, a huge spotlight kind of shined, and we're seeing everything's kind of coming to light of how these officers are treating people. And, I mean, I back the blue. I do support, but I don't support corrupt cops. I mean, that's bull.
Right.
And seeing how people are treated, it breaks my heart.
For real, I feel you. It's really cool. I mean, I even thought, you know, I wish I could say, oh, it's just in Minneapolis, or oh, it's just in all these other places, but it's everywhere. Because even here in Denver, I had a cousin that was killed by police, and all he was guilty of was wearing a ski mask, and people thought, oh, he's wearing a ski mask, he's up to no good. And he's like, no, you know, I'm an introvert. He was begging people. Then, like, I can't, you know, I can't breathe. They shot him up with ketamine. And he already had a heart defect. And it took him out, you know. And, I mean, horse tranquilizer. I'm like, dang, like, y'all really shooting
people? Yeah, that's how he said.
I mean, like, ketamine.
And
I mean, like, dang.
This thing really, I mean, it hasn't even gone nationwide. It has went worldwide. And that's really crazy when you think about it. Like, one person's death just sparks this rage. And while I understand it completely, the ignorance, people take it to a whole other level that it doesn't need to go to. But I understand completely. It's, as a white female myself, like, I don't want to say I check my privilege,
right,
but at the same time, it's like I have had bad experiences, and it's like there was, like, a video on TikTok about like checking your privilege, and it's like yeah, people don't kind of shy away when or cross the street when I'm coming, or you know, they don't go the extra mile to avoid, or you're not, I'm not racially profiled as a white female where if I'm talking to law enforcement, you know, I'm not automatically set in this category of I'm going to do something terrible. And that is horrible. And not only, you know, was it George Floyd, it's, you know, Breonna Taylor, and we are opening up her case again, and it's Trayvon Martin, and there's right. just so many others.
The guy that,
just,
that got killed that was jogging by those two guys.
Yeah.
And the DA covered up. I mean, it really is, and it's, I see it in other places in the world, too. You're right. It's not just here in America anymore. It's getting that bad.
I don't even know. Yeah, like part of me is like, is it bad? Is it awesome? Is it because in some ways we're all coming together to say this is ridiculous. This isn't fair. This isn't right, which is awesome to see. But then, you know, to see like Greece, like completely set on fire, Italy completely set on fire. And it's just like, all right, that's a little dramatic. You know, while I understand and sympathize with your rage, kind of seeing the world burn, realistically, it's not the right way to go.
No, I never understood burning your, because these people are burning their own homes. They're not,
yeah,
you know, they're burning their own neighborhoods. And I never understood that. I mean, I know anger. I'm pissed off as hell. Like I said, I had a cousin that was killed by cops. I don't like police brutality. But mm-hmm. I never was so enraged that I want to destroy where I live, that I want to destroy
right.
businesses. A lot of these businesses are small businesses that were really, really beat the hell up by COVID-19. And,
mm-hmm.
and now being rioted, you know, burned and lit and things. I mean, a lot of these businesses, they're not going to come back from this. This is the end of them.
Right.
And I never got why that was a way to express violence to hurt your own. I never got that. But anyway, we off topic. I'm so sorry, y'all. We get in. That's a real topic, and maybe it's something that, you know, we should talk about next week. I don't know.
We need to talk
show,
about it for sure.
It is a legit, real, you know, topic. It is
tragic.
Something that
yeah.
is important, and I really believe that we just, it's something that's not being talked about. But anywho, talking about business, I guess it's a good segue into what we're discussing. We are discussing business, NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's awesome that we can you can have businesses in SL. You can actually legit make money in SL. I know people that are, that I've met over my time in SL that are actually making a income. Like, they don't have jobs. They just work SL. I mean, what
mm-hmm.
have you seen, like, since you've been on SL?
I have a few friends who do make a living off of strictly working SL, and it does come just like a real job. You have to be extremely dedicated. You have to create that 9-to-5 work schedule where, yes, you're on a game, but you are solely dedicated to working on whatever it is that you're doing. I remember a couple of years ago, we started getting my mother's chemo bills, and insurance doesn't pay for that. They didn't like that at all. Each round of chemo was $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had decided that I was going to DJ, you know, from sunrise to sunset. And I went hard for a couple months, but I got burned out real quick. So I give props to anyone that wholeheartedly takes this as a real life job, because there's got to be days where you just want to quit. You want to give up. I've seen some of the backlash against creators, which that, you know, in and of itself kind of makes you want to take a step back, because it's like, well, I could go get a graphic design job anywhere I want, and here I am making shit for you, you know.
Right. And you can,
it's,
you know,
something you really got to hustle for if you want to, you know.
I hate when people are like that, being mean and nasty for really no reason. There's really no reason at all for folks to be mean to creators, and I do see that. And
what we commonly see, as far as like clothing creators or whatever goes, is like, well, you only make it for this body, and I have this body, and F you and your business, because, you know, you won't make it for everybody. It's like, do you know how much work goes into making clothing for one mesh body, let alone the handful
right.
of others that are out there?
Right.
It's horrible.
Preach. That, I mean, I tried. And this is me being honest. I legit tried my best to do Blender. Like, I got a book in the library. I was like, I'm going to Blender it up. Like, I'm going to get money, because ain't nobody out here making clothes for dudes. So I just thought that I was just going to do it. I thought that it was going to be easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And I got into Blender, and I was like, oh, like no, like, this is not easy. This is very hard. I was like, man, forget about it. I think I quit, like, after, like, 1 hour. Like, I was like, So people that are able to create and stuff and make that stuff, you know, y'all get y'all paper, boo-boo. Because I appreciate you, even if it ain't, you know, clothes for me. Even if it ain't close to me, because, you know, but I've learned what works. I've learned that for a dude, I got to really have Gianni. The Gianni body is, I mean, I think I've not really had much that I bought that has not fit Gianni. And that's something I learned with, you know, painters. I have Belisa. I have Slink. You know, I've used those bodies. And you learn through trial and error what work, what don't work. And you use, you know, what you can. I mean, so don't be a hater. Don't get mad at creators, but yeah, I think that is absolutely right, that to do business on SL, you definitely have to be disciplined. It's definitely not, you know, it can be fun, but there are times where it is a punk. I mean, I'm speaking from personal experience. There's some times where I've launched businesses that have, like, given me legit real headaches. So it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be fun. It's, you know, there are cons with doing business. But you do have to have, like my daughter said, you have to have that grind. You have to have that work ethic. Because if you don't, you're not going to last. I mean, I had a hit in my own personal business here recently. I started a nightclub. And I had to decide that it just was not for me. It was not, you know, a business that I wanted to give headache, you know, to. It was actually, you know, and my daughter was my GM. That's my ride or die right there. And she can even tell you that it was giving her headaches. I mean, it was something that we, and I decided that it just wasn't worth it. But I could have, like, totally, like, stepped away from SL business and, like, you know, screw SL, because I got other business ventures of my own already. Could have been like, oh, but, you know, I'm dedicated to, I like business on SL. I want to provide homes and places for people to have fun and you know, events. I love role play. That's a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to provide role play events and things for people to have, you know, the purge event that I'm going to hold just because we're remodeling Puerto del Príncipe, but it is going down. It's going to be fun. You can win you some money if you just survive the night. I'm going to have actors playing different parts. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I think something else that you have to have for business on SL is passion. You have to be passionate about what you're doing. Like, what have you seen? Like, what are some of, like, the... Because you've seen it all. You've been on it longer than I have. What are the pitfalls that you've seen with, like, people trying to run businesses and stuff? Like, that people,
think,
like, somebody that brand new can avoid?
I think it's kind of like me. Like, I saw people, like, Blueberry or Vinyl or, you know, and they are so successful. And I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And while that's a great mentality to have, it's not that simple. You know, it really comes down to, you know, if you can't figure out the programs, if you can't learn what it is that you need to, you really have to decide, you know, is this worth the headache that it's giving me? And it wasn't. You know, I've done it all. I think the greatest thing that I loved the most was, like, things that did have role play in it. Like, I was a midwife. I did cheerleading.
Cheerleading?
We did the family thing, yeah. You can actually do football in SL.
Cheerleading?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? like actual factual, like, cheerleading, and you made money doing it?
I didn't make money doing it. It was just an immersive role play. The only thing that I've really made money on was midwifing, hosting, DJing, stripping. I think that's really it.
No stripping. My daughter ain't going to see my daughter good.
No,
I do know people that make money stripping. That is a bona fide business. On SL,
and again, you have to be in the right headspace, right? It has to be set, you know, the earth has to align for it to work out for you, because if you don't know how to role play, if you don't know how to emote, if you don't know, you know, say, like, I tipped you and you were just like, yeah, thanks for the tip, blows kiss. It's just like, that's like, nothing. Like, that does nothing for me. That doesn't make me want to tip you again.
Right. I know people that do stripping, and you really have to know how to role play. Really, and when
do.
I say role play,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, sexually, it is a, you know, people are trying to get their rocks off, and that's, and, you know, lending equals cash, or grow, or wherever you live and stuff like that. And people are, when they go to those strip clubs, they are paying because they want an experience. I mean, a lot of them, you know, they pay for the escort because they want, you know, that experience.
Yep.
They want to get their jollies off. And if you don't know how to role play, if you can't role play, baby girl, you can't make no money. I mean,
right.
if you're trying to be a stripper, dudes out there too. I mean, there's people out there, women, other dudes that are paying for, you know, dude strippers, and if you don't know how to role play, even being a DJ in some of those clubs, you got to be able to role play. That's why I can't, you know, DJ in those kind of clubs. I can't. I tried it.
Yeah.
And the money.
And I would say, from a female
places,
point of view, being a DJ, it's like, you almost have to be sexual when you DJ. Like, you have to, like, almost change your persona, because I just can't be like, hey, thanks for that tip. I gotta be like, oh, thank you so much. Like, you kind of have to go the extra mile. And it's not like you're changing who you are, but it's like almost like you have to put on a facade. And I love DJing. I will never give it up, even though it's kind of up in the air of what's going on. It's just something
I
love.
DJ. I've got a DJ gig. We still, at our role play events, we still DJing. You are the bomb.com. You ain't going to stop DJing. I'll make sure that you can't stop DJing.
And I've seen, like, men that DJ. Well, there was one DJ that purred, which was a whole different topic. But, like, you have to, like, almost flirt. And that's, again, like, for me, that crosses a boundary. But, like, you have to be someone else. And while some days I am all for that and I need to be somebody else, it's not me. I am such a genuine person. There's no other way I can be. I can't be anybody else. I don't know how to be anybody else. You know, I got 20 different personalities. Just choose one.
You are so right about that. Because even I've noticed that, like, when DJing, because I'm married, so I'm not out here, you know, trying to find no SL girls. I know I'm married, I'm loyal.
Right.
To my wife. I love my wifey. She's my wifey on SL as well. She's not just my wifey in real life. And I, you know, if I flirt kind of a little bit, like, I think that people will tip, people will open up their pockets and stuff. But if I'm, you know, the quiet, reserved Kenny that I am, you know, then people don't tip at all. And
right.
That sucks that you really have to, but that is the nature of the beast of the business in SL. You have to,
for sure,
to run business, you have to change who you are, and you have to evaluate with your own standards, like, are you kosher with that? Can you do that? Can you deal with that? Because not everybody can.
Absolutely. Everybody is. I think, you know, when you have that, when you have that kind of gut feeling of, like, oh, like, this doesn't feel right to me, or, oh, like, I think that's crossing a boundary into real life. Like, that's when you got to put the brakes on, you know. Again, it's a game. It's not that serious. And I say that so, like, genuine, because, like, people do take this game very seriously. Obviously, it's a job for a lot of people. But at the end of the day, like, you're never going to meet that person most likely. I mean, some people do meet, but you're never going to meet that other person who's tipping you, what, 100 linden? I mean, come on. It's not that worth it. It's not worth it to change.
Look at the U.S. value for what people are tipping you, and then ask yourself, is it worth it to change, you know, your values, who you are, and stuff? Some people, you know, don't really have an issue with that. Some people don't have that, you know, morality code, and, you know, if that's you, then, you know, get your paper, boo-boo. I'm not against you. I'm not, you know, trying to hate on you or anything like that, but I know for me what my ethics are. I have a code of ethics, and even they apply even on SL. I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit there and have sex with you. I'm not going to sit there and roleplay that. I'm not going to sit there and, you know, have side piece. I'm not going to. It's just against my code of ethics. I'm a religious person.
For sure, yeah.
You know, I am a religious person. I might be crazy today, but, you know, I am a religious person. At the end of the day, I do have, you know, my morality code, and I'm not gonna change that up for anyone. I am who I am, and so that's why I do businesses that I'm into. You know, I do Gotcha, which is a fun business. selling, you know, buying and selling gacha to make money. Bee farming, DFS farming can make you money. These are things that can make you money that you don't have to change who you are. There
right.
are ways to make money on FL, doing things like that, where you don't have to change who you are. You can continue being who you are, and I think that those businesses are fun. You got to know what you're doing. You got to really treat it like a job. I'll say that again. Definitely, you know your stuff. Treat it like a job. I treat my business on SL like a job. You can ask Sadie. Like, I try to set up branding, set up, you know, to-dos. Because I know that if I want to win, if I want to be successful at it, I have to treat it like a real job. And that's the biggest takeaway, if I can tell anybody from this podcast today, no matter what you're going to do on SL, as far as work goes, you have to treat it like it's a real job.
Absolutely.
So don't be half-assing it.
Absolutely.
What do you think? There's got to be some things that I ain't touched on, that I ain't covered, that I know that you know.
Yeah, stay dedicated, stay focused, be open to change, you know, when a new mesh body comes out. Unfortunately, you got to learn it, or else you're not going to be successful. There are some creators who do stay to one body and are successful. Great for them. But again, that's not for everybody.
I don't know too many people that do that. You just have to be, you know,
yeah,
have different, be able to
cool.
be flexible. Sorry.
Yep.
Definitely be flexible, because I'm going to tell you that right now, that is so, so crucial to making money on SL. You really want to make money on SL, you have to be flexible, because if you don't, if you're not flexible, forget about it, because stuff changes on SL every day. I mean, bodies change, software changes, I mean, even the viewer changes. I mean, there's so many changes on SL that you have to know your hustle, and you have to.
For sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut into what you're saying. Please continue, because I didn't mean to cut in, but yeah, you definitely can't be a one pony, if I could tell you that.
Yeah, keep an open mind. Creating that rapport with your customers, that's going to be great too, because if you don't have good customer service, it doesn't matter how good your quality is. If you can't handle your customers, I'm not going to buy your stuff. You're going to be a complete bitch to me, you know?
Right. Please believe it. I'm not. I'm not. You got horrible customer service. I mean, I've been to nightclubs where managers and owners have been horrible. And that has, you know, that's soured my opinion. Where it's like, nope, not coming back. Like, sorry.
Yeah, for sure. It, you know, it ruins it. Because a lot of people, kind of like in real life, too, you have only that first impression that people are going to base your store, your club, or whatever. And if that first impression isn't good, then, well, you fucked up. You lost a customer.
For real. Y'all learn that, please. The SL is, unfortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately, you know, SL is a place. This is a social game. And I don't care if you're going to just sell gacha or DFS or DK you. Even when I do, I have to have good customer service. Because,
right.
For real, like people come to my farm stand and ask stuff, people want to negotiate prices. And, you know, if I'm a dick, I'm, you know, that money, that ability to make money off of that person, bye.
And I will say, like, I can't speak for all creators or, you know, club owners or whatever, but, like, for you, it takes a lot for you to, like, express your anger to somebody. You know, you're quick to, like, tell me what's bothering you, but I think to openly say, look, you're pissing me off. Like, it takes a lot for you, you know, because we just don't want to have that drama.
Right? I mean... You got to, when people come on SL, if you can learn one thing, learn this. When people come on SL, they're not coming for drama. They're coming to have a good time. They're coming to, you know, to get away from the drama.
Yep.
I mean, you want to legit, you're trying to get away. You're trying to have fun. You're trying to, you know, meet people, conversate. And so you don't want the bull. I mean,
right.
That's not what you come on here for. You come on here for,
right.
Fun.
A grand old time.
That is what you come here for. Like, legit, that it is what it is. That's what you are here for.
Yeah.
You're not here for the bull and people. I mean, they don't hear that. I think that they don't understand that. And I've seen so many businesses tank because of that. You and some people are like, well, I'm just trying to be professional. And, you know, that's cool to be professional. I'm not against being professional. But there, you know, I've had people, and I'm not going to say no names, you know, people that are like, I'm professional, but they're like, total, you know, dicks. And
for sure.
And people, you know, they don't want, if you're a dick, people don't want to work for you. If you're a dick, people don't want to patronize your business.
Yep.
So you really, I mean, you really have to have that customer service that Sadie was talking about, because
absolutely.
If you don't, you're not going to win. I'm sorry. That's just being honest. You're not
yeah.
cut out. If you can't be in, have good customer service, you're not cut out for this, Google.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
But what are, like, what's the good businesses like for people to get into right now? Like, what would you say is good business?
I mean, I would always still stand by, you know, don't do something because it's a good business to get into, because it's a moneymaker. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get burned out. I think it really depends on, you know, do something that you know you're going to love or that you want to invest in. If it happens to make money, great. If it doesn't, you know, there's always something else.
I love that advice, because I would, you know, I think that a lot of times we think that we're like, oh, you know, what can we get into that is, you know, popular or that's great and all that, and then we don't like it, we don't have fun, and it sucks. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that. You can find things to do on its lifestyle that you enjoy. So, if I were you, I would definitely make sure that whatever it is, make it something that you enjoy.
Mhm. Absolutely.
If you don't enjoy it, you're not gonna like
not.
It. It's gonna suck, rhinoceros dick, if you don't like what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
I would agree, because like I said, even like the lesson I learned from a business that I just had to go with another club. I love music. I love doing nightclubs and DJing. DJing is a passion. I mean, I itch if I can't DJ. It's like crack, and it's not even like the people, and it's really legit. Me loving the music.
Mm-hmm.
I love DJing. I love, you know, talking with folks and you know, those things are really awesome to me. But the other part that was stress, when I evaluated it at the end of the day, I was like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
And that,
you know,
too, I mean, it wasn't the club. It wasn't anything that you did or didn't do that wasn't worth it. It was the people that we hired weren't invested. And it's just like, look, if you can't be invested, we can't succeed. And it's kind of like telling a toddler. I mean, you can only tell somebody so many times, and if they're not willing to work with you, then you know what? Gotta go. You know? It's just, you're not worth the time.
Are so right, because that's exactly. I think that one thing that I learned from this experience, know, you know, your team, and
mm-hmm.
there are people that I, you know, work with, like, you know, Sadie, I know is ride or die. Sadie is somebody that I know if I need her, I can, you know, I call her at, you know, day and night. Like, if I need
mm-hmm.
her, I know, you know, there's been times where I needed Lyndon, you know, for something. And, like, I don't know where I'm going to get it, but I know I could call my daughter if I really, really had to. I could call her, and she's, you know, that person. She's like, I got you, daddy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love that about her, and I'm like that with her. Like, if there's ever anything that my daughter needed ever, I got her. Like, 4 flats on a Cadillac. Like, whatever she needs. And
yeah.
And, but, you know, that is really, like, you know, the vibe on your team. Like, I know who I work with, and I know who I can depend on. Like, people like, you know, Sadie, I can depend on. Like, I know that she's always going to be ride or die. It's just,
mm-hmm.
that's just her. Know the people that you have, and the good ones, keep them people around you. If there's anything that I could ever say about, like, that one in my short stint of being a businessman myself, and I have made some, you know, lending myself, and if there's anything I could ever say is that has been the biggest lesson, is to know to keep the good people.
For sure.
Because there are tons of bad. There are tons of people on SL who are, you know, trying to get your money. You know, they're trying to get their lending too. You know, they're not serious. They're not obsessive. And those people, you know, you got to know those people. You got to know those crooks and those people that are just out for numero uno. There's tons of people on SL mm-hmm. that, I mean, they just are for them. And it's sad to see and hear that. It really is, but it is what it is. And I'm not saying don't be about your paper, boo-boo, because, you know, you got to be about your paper. And if you're not mm-hmm. making money at something and you figure it out you're not making money at it and you're not succeeding, then change your hustle.
Yep.
You know,
and the
rearrange.
Good thing about SFL is, like, you can change your hustle so quick. I can be a DJ, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I could be a creator by noon. Like, that is the beautiful thing about it, is, like, you, I mean, it's going to take time to learn what you need to learn, but you can change in an instant, whereas, like, real life, you know, you got to put your 2 weeks notice in, got to file for unemployment. Like, with SL, bam, magic is done. So I ain't knocking unemployment.
I mean, what she's saying is real talk in real life. You gotta go through some changes to change up who you
SL
are and
for
what you're trying to do.
You do not do SL for anybody else. Do not stick with a job for anybody else. You're not happy, get off your ass and change.
Yes. I love her. I love my daughter.
Can I get an amen?
That's
amen. Amen.
Real
amen.
Stuff. You get amen.
Yeah.
You get a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get a Madea hallelujah real quick on that. Because
Yes. If
you're not happy, if what you're doing isn't making you happy, quit. Change.
Right.
You can do something else.
Literally whatever you want in SL. It's very rare that you find SL does not offer something. You know, SL is so wide, you know. And that's what I love about it, is, like, there's things that I can't do in real life. Bet your bottom dollar I can do it on SL.
There are some things you can really, I mean, legit, really do on SL that, I mean, you can change your hustle. You don't have to stick with something. If you figure out that something isn't right for you, like my daughter said, change. Because you have, I mean, there's potential to do, I mean, I know people that are making money from doing all kinds of things, and I'm, like, amazed all the time some of the things that I hear people doing, and I'm like, you're really making money at that? And I'd be like, dang, like,
right.
That is a hustle. Like, they are, and it's their passion. It's what they like to do, and
Yeah. They're
making guap at it. And I'm like, you know, I can't even be mad at you. I mean, I have to salute you, because you are doing what you know that you, you know, want to do, that you want to. I respect it. There's so much that you can do, and you can change up. If you tried to be a DJ and you suck at it, and you don't like it, because it's not for everybody. You know, I wish everybody in their mind could be a DJ, but, you know, it's not for everybody. Some people, I mean, my wife, she will tell you straight up real fast and in a hurry, I'm not DJing. She doesn't want a DJ.
It's not for everybody. You have to have the personality.
You have to have personality. But she will host. And she's good at it. She's good at hosting. And I'd be like, you know, hey, do that. You know, you're good at things. You like hosting. Do that. That is, you know, stick with that. And she'll say quick in a hurry that she doesn't want to DJ. She doesn't want to do those things. She knows what she likes to do on SL. And
yeah,
I think that is amazing that she has gotten to that point where she knows, like, hey, I'm not here to, you know, to try to do something that I don't want to do. She's like, I'm going to do mm-hmm. what I like to do. And
that brings up a very good point. Great. Like, something that I've done in real life that I'm kind of integrating in the SL is, like, does this thing or does this job or does this person, does it spark joy? No. Bye. See ya. Get out. You know? If you got enough shit going on in real life, don't depress yourself in a game. Like, not worth it.
Please believe it. Please believe it. And something that I'm even learning that I want to say, business, I'm not going to work with people that I don't like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With you know, Puerto del Monte, Micronation, we're doing our thing as far as, you know, we're starting up, whatchamacallit, our real estate and things like that. People that I hire, mm-hmm. I'm not going to hire people that cause me stress. If you're a person that
yeah.
causes me stress, I'm sorry, but
bye-bye.
I'm not going to work with you. Bye, Felicia. It's like my wife just said, bye, Felicia. It's just Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
And I
like,
think, like,
just like Craig.
Again, that attributes so much to your character. It's like you were working with people that, like, you just butt heads with, and, like, I kept saying, like, it's not bringing you joy. Tell them to go fuck themselves. And you were like, I got to make this work. I got to try. And I'm just like, that says so much about you and how much, like, you genuinely love people. And, like, I'm just like, let them go. I'm just to a point in life where it's just like, people aren't worth the drama. It's not worth it in real life. Definitely not worth it in a game. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You were telling me. You were... like, I have to just keep it honest with you. Like, I didn't see
again,
it.
Like, I'm
at the time.
Such a first impressions person. Like, if I don't get a good vibe off you at that first impression, like, obviously, I'll give you a second chance. But I already notated you. I already left my mark. Like, no. Mm-mm.
And that's why I will be honest with you. Like, that's why I got to have people like my daughter on my team.
What he's saying is he needs someone who can be a bitch. That's what it is.
I ain't even trying to say that. Like, for real, she knows, like, the people that she gets impressions from, like, I have to trust that because
yeah.
every person she told me that has been like, hey, this person is, you know, is garbage. You know, this person
yeah,
trash.
You need someone that's like gonna be real with you.
I need that.
And that's, I think that's how it needs to be in SL. Like, even if you're not looking for a job, you need people who are gonna be real with you. And that really sometimes comes to disagreements. It comes, you know, sometimes you don't talk for a couple of days because it's like, I'm not here to sugarcoat shit. I'm not Willy Wonka. You asked me to do this thing. You asked me to be this real with you. Guess what, boo-boo? I'm being real with you.
Right?
And that's why I don't have friends in SL.
Sometimes you really legit need that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you need people that can be honest with you and be real with you and say, hey, this, you know, this ain't a good look. You know, don't do this. You know,
yeah.
I value that about you. I think if I have to say anything, like, as far as when I met, like, knowing you,
mm-hmm.
you're real. And
absolutely.
That is, if you can get somebody on your team, guys, that is real, you need to legit do what you need to keep that person on your team for real. Because and value that person. I don't mind paying about, I don't mind that at all, because what she brings to the table, being real, you know, keep the 1,000 mm-hmm. with me, you know, the feelings that she'll get from people, and she gets a bad, you know, vibe from somebody that is, you know, being horrible, she tells me and stuff, that is more valuable, bold.
And you know what, like, not for nothing, like, I've definitely gone to Neo, and I've said, like, this person did this, and it's pissing me off, and they can go fuck themselves, and he tells me, like, you are doing way too much, chill the fuck out. It's just, I know people's intentions, and I know where it's going to go from the beginning. So there's definitely mm-hmm. been times where, like, I've had to chill out. But it's just like, find your tribe, my people. Find your tribe.
Find your tribe. For real. Find your tribe. If I could say anything, definitely, that's definitely a big, big lesson. Find your mother freaking tribe. And when you find your tribe, work with them.
And you're like, you're going to have disagreements. Like, you're going to argue. But, like, again, is it worth it? Is it sparking new joy? Yes. Okay, work through it. If not, bye-bye.
Please leave it. Please leave it. She is, I mean, she's telling you facts. She's telling you truth. Please leave it. I really love that. That's one thing that I love about her. And so, guys, you can make money on SL. I am telling you that you can make money on SL, and you can do it big. But, you know, listen to the podcast. Listen to some of the lessons, the heartache, the pain. We've been real with you. She's been real with you. She's not sugar-coated nothing at all. She ain't
sugar-coated.
Yeah,
I'm not Willy Wonka. I don't got the time.
She ain't got no candy for you. Like that thing on one of my favorite shows, the Trailer Park Boys, ain't no candy here. We ain't got no candy for you. We ain't sugarcoating nothing. But we're at the end of our podcast already. I love you so much for the advice and things you guys have been. Make sure that you're subscribing to us on Spotify. We should be on Apple Music as well this week. I am submitting a podcast to Apple Music. So if you are an iPhone person, you suck. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm Android all day. But,
All right. So in summary, don't be a douchebag. Spark. Do things that spark joy. And Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. We out
yes,
here.
You can.
See you next week.
There's a merch tomorrow. That's going to start in mainland. If you're my friend on Facebook, holla at me. I will send you the landmark. I don't have a landmark, but it's going to, like, they're going to walk through, like, 5 Sims, and it's going to be, like, 100 people. It's going to be lit. So, and it's just going to be a peaceful protest my fraternity's doing. So, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, get at me. I'll hook you up. Anyway, take care, guys. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Love you, Jeff Kitty. Bye-bye.